Eagles fans, and welcome to this week's edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. I'm Chris McPherson, joined alongside Bo Wolf and Fran Duffy, as we're going to look at the Eagles division, one that the Eagles are atop of still after defeating the Carolina Panthers 45-21 on Monday Night Football. Fellas, your initial thoughts of the Eagles getting the big win with Mark Sanchez making his first start as an Eagle?
Once again, all three phases were dominant for the Eagles. They scored touchdowns in all three phases. The defense was outstanding. 5 turnovers, 9 sacks, big plays all night long. Just dominating the line of scrimmage and dominating Cam Newton. Special teams, obviously, you got the Darren Sproles touchdown. Cody Parkey is still the man. And then Mark Sanchez looked very good. The pace that the offense moved at, I've never seen it move so quickly since Chip Kelly got here. He was very calm in the pocket. He was sidestepping guys, stepping up in the pocket, keeping his eyes downfield. And really, it was just a fun game to watch.
Yeah, no question about it. Sanchez did a great job taking care of the football, which is something that he did for the first time. I think the stat was the first time in his career he threw for 300-plus without an interception.
2 touchdowns, no turnovers, yes.
There you go. So a huge night for Sanchez, who looked really, really comfortable in his first start. Obviously, we saw reps last week against Houston, but it's a really good way to go into this upcoming matchup against Green Bay, who is probably the best team in the NFC outside the Eagles.
So you look at Dallas. Now, it was a huge win for the Eagles because Dallas went to London. They took care of their business, but it was a weird week for them. Speaking of weird, because you have obviously the Tony Romo sideshow about is he going to play, is he not going to play with the back injury. And then the day of the game, there's these reports about the Cowboys are concerned about giving Dez Bryant a long-term contract because the police have been called to his house on multiple occasions. You talk about players missing curfew and bed checks and all that type of stuff, and you're like, this is a team that, already is trying to maintain on track. They've had some key injuries of late. However, they did go out and handle their business, winning 31-17 in a game that I don't even think was that close.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great drop. The noise doesn't matter once they play on Sunday. They took care of business. So I'm not, if they want to keep missing curfew, that's fine with me, but they're going to be heard from. It's going to be the Eagles and Cowboys. It's going to come down to those 2 games in 3 weeks, starting on Thanksgiving Day, and the Eagles are going to take it very seriously.
Yeah, I mean, they're going into the bye week at the best time for them. Obviously, time to get Romo healthy, get some of those guys up front healthy, and defensively to get some things sorted out, because they haven't been as good defensively over the last couple weeks as they were in the first month of the year.
Well, they've had some injuries. Again, they lost Justin Durant for this season. I think this was the thing with the defense, was the coaching staff done a great job kind of holding them afloat. And then you have brought this time and time again up, Fran, that if a team dictates the tempo to the Cowboys, how would they respond? If they can maintain their formula for success, they'll be fine. But teams are starting to be able to challenge that a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see if they can get things back on track. And again, the Eagles and the Cowboys will battle on Thanksgiving. Dallas at 7-3, they have the bye. Washington, they're coming off the bye, 3-6. They're playing Tampa Bay. There was that report about Robert Griffin III, about teams, that Griffin's alienated his teammates, and apparently DeSean Jackson actually said that it was a true report and that they actually had a team meeting to clear the air. This week, Washington's in one of those weird situations where, which way is their season going to go? Can they turn things around? This is where they were a couple years ago when Robert Griffin III rallied them to 7 straight wins and got them the NFC East title.
I think, okay, that one is a no-go. I got no. Listen, the second half of this season for Washington is a referendum on whether Robert Griffin's going to be their quarterback moving forward. So, they can have pipe dreams about getting to the playoffs, but that's what this is about for them.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well said. And coming off the bye week, they were able to kind of sort some things out defensively. Another team that's had a lot of injuries on that side of the ball. They obviously lost Brian Arakpo, D'Angelo Hall, some other players along that defensive front. So getting healthy at the right time, hopefully, for them. If they want to try and make a run, I'm sure they tried to make things happen over the bye week.
Well, they host Tampa Bay this weekend, so it could be a good start for them. And the Giants, they gave the Seattle Seahawks a little bit of a run for their money early on, but Seattle found the ground game and took it to the Giants in a 38-17 route. And the Giants are now at 3-6 after a couple weeks ago being thought of as the hottest team in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look, defensively, they've had a lot of issues over the last month. Stopping the run has been an issue for them throughout most of the season. They've had a lot of injury. Prince Amukamara was out for the year, as we touched on. And I think that hurt them in the run game as well, because he has been a good run defender for them over the last couple of years. And then offensively, it's just a matter of just trying to get on rhythm. They obviously haven't had Rashad Jennings, and I don't think they're going to have him for this week either.
I heard there's a chance they will have
him. Oh, well, I mean, that'll hopefully be a boost for them because Jennings will be a big addition to that offense. They just got to get back into rhythm.
Which game at the end of the season do you think will give the Eagles more trouble, at Washington or at New York? Week 16, week 17.
Ooh.
I don't think either will give them trouble. If I had to pick one, I would say at New York.
Okay. I was thinking Washington.
Yeah, I go Washington. Thinking Washington. It'd be interesting to see how the losses on defense, but it seemed like the Washington has been, you know, able to frustrate the Eagles a little more, keep things close.
Do you cut Chris Baker on the first play?
Just send a message. I mean, with all three of these teams, you touched on it with Dallas. I mean, there's turmoil with all three of these teams. There's a lot of different things going on behind the scenes, and those games, there's going to be a lot of things going on behind the curtain that may affect the outcome.
Giants host the 49ers, so a run defense that's struggling gets to welcome Frank Gore this Sunday. So, and that's going to do it for this edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. For Fran Duffy and Bolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Folks, we will talk to you all later on.